current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, the only option. Once again, the people of Gaza awaken to the echoes of bombardment and destruction. A ceasefire, fragile and fleeting, was announced with hope only to be yet again shattered by renewed attacks. The devastation that follows is tragically familiar. Homes reduced to rubble, families torn apart, and cries of the innocent drowned out by the roar of warplanes. Each time the world speaks of quote-unquote peace, Gaza witnesses more loss, as if the word itself has been stripped of its meaning. The cycle of aggression continues, masked in excuses of quote-unquote security and quote-unquote retaliation, while our ummah endure and suffer under siege and ruin. The justifications offered for these attacks are not causes, they are pretexts. Each assault is presented as a response, a defense, a necessity. Yet the pattern is unchanged. Wreckage follows promises of peace. We should not be surprised that even after one ill-conceived peace proposal after another, including the laughable Trump plan, those who oppose the deen press on, unmoved by words and determined to see their designs through until their aims for the region are met. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this.
أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Is it not that every time they make a covenant, a group of them throws it aside? Indeed, most of them do not believe. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 100. The Quran exposes a timeless pattern, a people who betray their pledges and turn away from truth. This ayah is not merely a record of history, but a lens through which to understand the recurring betrayal of promises and the breaking of truces. It reminds us, the believers, that these so-called treaties, plans and agreements from them is nothing but a mere distraction and fake deliverance. These are the very people who masterminded and calculated every move in destroying our ummah in Gaza. We will never trust them to help, yet alone solve our end. Our past has proven that when we unite and stand up to the cause of Allah, no one dared think to even look our way. The crusaders gathered from Europe, attacked the lands of the Muslims and remained in Al-Quds for years, wreaking havoc. Was it not then our Muslim armies, led by Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi, who fought and defeated them? Was it not our Muslim armies, led by Salahuddin, who then liberated the city and expelled them from it, removing them once and for all? Was it not our Muslim armies, led by Salahuddin, who led its people to return to it, triumphant and glorified? Today, we need our Muslim armies. We need our Salahuddin to follow the example of those who preceded us, among them soldiers of Islam, to liberate Palestine and the Hashim's Gaza Strip by crushing the Jewish entity and eradicating it from existence, so that the people of Gaza, and indeed all of Palestine, can return to their homes honored and victorious, and we all witness the beautiful words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
And on that day the believers will rejoice at the victory willed by Allah. He gives victory to whoever He wills, for He is the Almighty, most merciful. Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 4 and 5. May Allah hasten the victory and protect our ummah from the evil of our oppressors until then. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.